To organize the files and folders on your computer, you'll often need to move or copy them to different locations. Let's use this pane to move the insurance agency file. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click the insurance agency file. Now click Move This File.
You can use this dialog box to select a destination for the file. Click the plus sign to the left of My Documents. Click the correspondence folder. Now click Move. The insurance agency file is moved from the My Documents folder to the correspondence folder. To verify that the file was moved, click Folders. The folders list is opened. Now click the correspondence folder in the folders list. The file is now stored in the correspondence folder.
Windows enables you to use different procedures to move files and folders. Let's move all of your files related to volunteer work to a central location. To navigate back to the My Documents folder, click Back. To move the Volunteer Activities folder, drag it to the Organizations folder in the Details pane.
The Volunteer Activities folder is no longer visible in the right pane because it is now contained within the Organizations folder. Click the Organizations folder in the Folders list to display its contents. The Volunteer Activities folder now appears in the right pane.
You can also copy files and folders to different locations while leaving the original copy intact. Let's try this out. Click Back to return to the contents of the My Documents folder. Using the right mouse button, drag the Seminar Notes file to the Work folder. Click Copy Here on the shortcut menu. Notice that the original Seminar Notes file still appears in the My Documents folder. To open the Work folder, double-click it in the Details pane. This folder now contains a copy of the Seminar Notes file.
Windows also enables you to copy items to other locations. Let's copy a file and a folder to a floppy disk. Click Back to display the contents of the My Documents folder. The Work folder is already selected. To select an additional item, hold down Control and click the Seminar Notes file. Click the Edit menu and then click Copy.
Now you can use the Paste command to create a copy of the selected items on a floppy disk. Let's assume that a disk has been inserted in the floppy disk drive. Click the plus sign to the left of My Computer. Click here. To paste the items that you copied, you can use the keyboard shortcut for the Paste command. Hold down Control and press V. Both the file and folder are copied to the floppy disk. When you need to reorganize the folders and files stored on your computer, you can easily move or copy them to new locations.